This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 30 Minutes with GSW. Today, I'll be speaking on the topic, obedience and submission are not the same thing. So I'll frame it this way, the difference between obedience and submission. Usually, people want to interchange submission and obedience. But the Bible made it clear that they are not the same thing, which means I am to obey my parents. That is the instruction. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. I am also to obey my pastor. It is important for spiritual headship and guidance. I'm also supposed to obey those who are older than me, who are supposed to be wiser than me. It is allowed. It is in line with Scripture. But I am not to submit to my pastor under any circumstances. I'm supposed to obey him. I'm not supposed to submit to him. I'm not supposed to submit to my parents under any circumstances. I'm an independent entity. I obey them. I listen. I obey, I judge. When I have to take independent decisions, I must. But they are not part of the rulership of my life. They are independent entities to me. But in a relationship between God and man, submission is 100%. God is an integral part of me. He's my head. I submit to Christ. Christ is my head. I submit to Christ. Christ is my head. And as a wife, I submit to my husband. My husband is my head. So the two are not the same. Why I'm submitted to God is because God has my 100% good intention as heart. God can never lead me astray. God will tell me what is and what it should be because both of us are working together. Integral part of my life means I cannot divorce myself from him. I cannot say God is independent or that I'm independent of God. The moment I have decided to give my life to Jesus, the day I give my life to Jesus, I said, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You see, the word Lord there means I have submitted. I have sworn my allegiance. He is my Lord now. Meaning, whoever is your Lord is your head. And as a result of that, 100% whatever Jesus says, you do. Both of you are working together. He's like the captain of the army and you are his foot soldier. Both of you are headed in the same direction. You have the same goals. You have the same focus. It will give you a responsibility. As long as you carry them out, it will carry out its own responsibility towards you. And that is the relationship. That is how submission works. Obedience does not work like that. The king told the three Hebrews to bow to a golden image. And they were like, no, we will not bow. Even though the king was supposed to be an authority to submit to, the scriptures told us that we must submit to authority. You see, but authority that is independent of you can come up with policies that is against God. And in that case, submission is greater than obedience. Let me put that that way again. A husband is the head of the wife. Therefore, the wife submits to her husband. Then husband has, they have three children. Now, this is a real life scenario that I know. They have three children, are struggling financially. And then one day, the husband wakes the wife up in the middle of the night, and the husband says to the wife, "See, this struggle we are struggling is getting to a head for me. I'm tired. I even feel like, I feel like killing myself." Our wife said, "Ah, don't talk like that, husband. Don't talk like that. God will bless us. Let us keep at it. Tomorrow will be fine. It today may look difficult. Tomorrow will be okay." Husband said, "No, I'm tired. The only solution that I can see is to take our last born to the village. They said there's something I can do, a ritual. And if I do it, we will become rich." At that point, a wife who is submitted to the husband will realize that, hey, I do not have to obey you in this. Because there is a superior authority who I am submitted to, who is higher than you, who is against this which you have proposed. And therefore, the wife will say, "No. 100%. The same way the three Hebrews said, "No, 100%. Why? Because the right of obedience gives you the ability to think independently. While submission does not allow you to think independently, and you have to play both roles. It is the checks and balance that comes in the territory of the governed and the governor. The leader and the follower, there is a check and balance. Once you understand that, you will never have any problem in this world with the issue of submission again. Either you are male, you are female, because all of us submit. I am submitted to God, 100%. So men cannot say only wives. No, no, no. All men who are Christians submit to God. The reason we submit to God is because intricately we cannot be independent of Him. If He gives us an instruction, we have no option but to follow, knowing that every time He gives an instruction, it is for our own good. As I contemplated this class, I remember thinking about Abraham and when God told him that he should bring his son Isaac and sacrifice him. And you know what the Bible said in the book of Hebrews? The Bible said Abraham knew that God had the power to raise the dead. Therefore, Abraham submitted and obeyed, knowing that no matter what will come out of this, it will be good. You see, he didn't just sacrifice his son or try to sacrifice his son without any hope. He knew that God so well that he knew that at any time I'm submitted to God, I'm fine. I'm 100% fine. See how that is? Aha. Because God has a proven track record that everything God does somehow always ends up good. But that is not the same with parents and children. Which is why children must be trained to have independent minds, to be able to listen critically to instructions of parents, and then choose. Whenever they see that the parents are about to take them away from the path of God, they will resist it. They will say, "No, I'm not going in that direction. Because I'm submitted to God, and God is a higher authority than you." And the same way a wife can say, "No, I'm submitted to God, and God is a higher authority than you," on issues that they know that the direction the husband has given is contrary to God's instruction, just like the three Hebrews and the king Nebuchadnezzar. So when you understand this, you get a clear picture of the checks and balances that comes with submission. Last week, when I began to teach on submission, I saw some people, their comments, I began to laugh. Submission does you a whole world of good as an individual. Men who submit to God ultimately becomes more loving. Women who submit to their husbands ultimately becomes more loved. Let me say that again. When a husband submits to God, he becomes more loving in his heart. God makes us love. God is love. So every time we spend time with him in obedience to him, we become more loving in nature. Women who then submit to their husband get more love out of their husband. Their husband loves them more. Their husband sees them as an intricate part of their system. They are not considered independent to their husband. They are considered that the woman herself may be independent in her thinking because of the checks and balance I just told you. It's as if she will just become mushy-brained and she will not be able to think for herself. But to her husband, he wouldn't be able to take decisions. He would know that, oh, my wife and I are in sync. When I tell her something, we are together. You will see the bond that submission brings. It gives the woman leverage because the husband then tends to love her more, trust her more, trust her judgment, trust her counsel, listen to her, and sometimes even is pseudo-led by her, and he wouldn't even know she was the one leading. They will sit together. She will say, oh, he will say, oh, I want to do this. The wife will say, no, I don't want you to go. And the other will say, okay, I'm not going. And he would think that he was the one that said not to go. He wouldn't know that as a result of the love he had for her, she now has the ability to exercise a certain level of subtle control that can help him in his decision making that wouldn't lead to a fracas or a fight because both of them are in sync. So when men submit to God, when husbands submit to God, their heart becomes full of love. And then when their wives submit to them, their wives receive more love, quality love, because it works in sync. But once a husband is determined in his heart that the wife is a haughty person, there is nothing she can say under the heaven. Even when she's saying good things, he would not listen. Women don't know that. Wives don't know that. It is the truth. It is why the wise counsels of many wives are not listened to. Husband gets into trouble. Wife begins to say, but he will not listen to me. He will not listen to me. I told him not to invest that money in that business. He did not listen. See now, we have lost everything. And then you talk to the husband, and the husband says, well, she said so, but I didn't hear. Why don't you listen to your wife? No. I don't want anybody lording it over me. I don't want anybody telling me anything. Even if she tells me this is the road and I see it's the road, I rather enter the forest. I will do my will. I cannot allow any woman to. It is as a result of this inability to understand the subtle controls that comes with the instructions that God has given us in order for us to relate in harmony. Submission is not foolishness. Obedience is the key that helps you control the excesses that may come with submission to somebody that is unreasonable. You can always say, I have a God, and I always weigh my decision with the word of God. And if the direction you are leading me does not tally with the direction God is leading me, without offending you, I can decline and say, I am not going in this direction. one Sunday, myself and the pastor of SLA, we were in service in Surulere at his church, at the church God planted through him. I was invited then to minister, finish my ministration. Then there was quite a number of people that wanted to see me after the service. And then this couple came in. The lady had been writing to me for weeks, all the way from Oshogbo. And her story to me sounds disingenuous. So I didn't really pay attention to all the things she wrote. She wrote quite a lot. So I'll just glance through and I'll shake my head and smile and I'll look away. Then she decided she would come to see me so that I can look away while looking in her face. So then she came around and she came with her husband. Husband was a pastor with a well-known church. She was a pastor's daughter. They both got married in church. Then they had this delay with childbearing. The husband and the wife began to pray. Then the husband's mom sent for the husband and told him to come to see him at Ile-Ife. He went, and when he got to his mother, the mother said she had gone to consult an oracle. And the oracle had sent for him that he should be present when they would do the divination. So he followed the mom. You see, he didn't exercise his rights of obedience to God. He, in his own defense, he said, I have to submit to my mother. So if my mother says that is the way, then I cannot argue with my mother because the Bible says children should obey their parents in the Lord. And that was where he got it wrong. Remember what I said earlier? You can tell your parents no, because your parents also have an authority that they are submitted to. So if what they are saying does not align with what God has said, then you can easily tell them, no, I'm not following you into the forest. I'm going by the way of the Lord. So he followed his father, and they went to this divination place where they told him that unless he becomes an Ifa priest, he will never have a child and he will never prosper in life. That his destiny was to become an Ifa priest. Now, this is a pastor. He left, and then he came home to his wife and told the wife that this, the divination they told him. Wife said, what do you mean? We married as Christians, married in the church. I'm a Christian, I'm born again, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. What are you saying? And then the husband said, what are you saying? Didn't Sarah follow Abraham? Go ahead with your Bible. Bible said Abraham left his father's house, left his mother's house, and Sarah followed him. So you have no argument in the matter. If you are a Christian, you follow the leading of the example of the Bible. Follow what was written in the Bible. If you are a Christian, indeed, you will do what Sarah did. You will follow me. And the wife said no. So the husband left the house, went to Ile-Ife to go begin to learn how to become an Ifa priest. Left, whole year went by. Once in a while, he will call. Second year, once in a while, he will call. And then, when he was done with his studies, and he began from the basics, and he began to learn how to do forms of demonic divination. And when he was done with all that, he was going to graduate and begin to wear their clothes and begin to take on clients. They told him that it is either his wife joins him, or they will have to marry another wife. So then he gave the wife an ultimatum. Either you come join me in what I'm doing, or I marry a second wife. And so the wife started writing to me. One, she wanted clarity. So that particular Sunday, the husband came around to see her to discuss terms, and she just dragged him down to church. So then, I was seated opposite this couple. This man was insisting that this woman should submit and follow him because that is the word of God. And he was a pastor. He knows the scriptures. So he was quoting the scriptures. He then said he submitted to his own mother. Because the Bible also said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So he submitted to his own mother, and that was the path the mother led him to. Therefore, the wife must submit to him because that is how submission works. Since he had submitted to his mother, then it is only right that the wife submits to him. And I said, oh no. Let me show you scripture. The scripture didn't say, children, submit to your parents. The scripture say, children, obey your parents. You see, the opposite of obedience is disobedience. So you can disobey your parents. You see, the opposite of submission is pride. Now, there's only one entity. And therefore, if you decide not to submit to God, you are proud. You see, submission is 100%. If you say, I will not submit, that means you are walking in pride. Pride leads to destruction. So the opposite of submission is pride. There is no argument. Once God says, this is the way, you do not argue, you follow God. Because you know that God has your best interest at heart and that God is your God, you do not have an option. Because once you have an option, you become like Lucifer. You are going to lose out. But you can absolutely disobey your parents. As long as you are obeying God, the submission you have to God protects you from anything that can happen because you disobey your parents when they are leading you in the wrong direction. I said, so you being a pastor, you are supposed to lead your mother out of darkness into the light. She led you into the darkness in the name of submission. That already shows that you are in disobedience. You are in obedience. You are in submission to your mother and in disobedience to God. So you already show pride towards God in that regard. You are headed towards destruction. That's what it means. And you shouldn't drag this young lady with you. She will not follow you. And he said, what? So if you tell her not to follow me now, is she not submitted to you? Is she not submitted to you? If you can tell my wife that she should not follow me, that means my wife is submitted to you. That's what I'm saying. And I said, no, don't turn this into a philosophical problem. I am not your wife's pastor. She wrote to me. So I do not even claim the right for her to submit to me. But in this case, following the word of God, she has to part ways with him. And that will be the first time in my life I was going to tell a couple, right to their faces, your marriage is hereby canceled and annulled. I'm not kidding. I annulled their marriage right there. I told the man, separate way, woman, separate way. I'm going to send you help. You pack every bag you have in that house. We rent to another house. You move and you are going to remarry. By the grace of God, you will settle, you have your children. And within a year, all that was done and God set her on her right path. And several weeks or months later, this guy would write to me severally and he would say, that girl was my fortune. You took away. They told me that if she had come with me, I would have prospered. I said, no. That's always what the devil does. He starts by telling you, follow me. Then he will say, leave your God. Then he will say, bring a convert. Then he will say, because you didn't bring the convert, everything he promised you didn't work. That you have followed the path of destruction. Either you come out of it and begin to follow God again, or remain there and continue to suffer. But of course, you cannot marry this woman again and just stay there. So once in a while, he still reaches out to me. He is in great pain. He believes so much that it was because the wife left him. But it wasn't so. You see, because he submitted to the wrong entity. He didn't exercise his right to disobey an ungodly counsel or ungodly leadership. That is the balance of the issue of submission. When you are submitted to someone, you submit because you know the person has 100% your best interest at heart. The person loves you. That love guarantees your trust, your obedience, your dedication, your loyalty, your subservience, your everything. You are looking out for the person day and night. How can I make his life better? How can I make his family better? How can I ease him of any stress? How can I make sure that he's able to sleep at night? How can I support him? That is your goal. But you do that not because you're stupid. You do that because you know that he is doing the same for you because he truly loves you. Then submission becomes easy. Why? Because it is working in tandem. You tell him something, he listens to you, he speaks to you, you listen to him. Both of you are two peas in a pod. That is how submission works. We call it submission and everybody thinks, oh, it's this, da, 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 da. But I say to you, you really want your husband to love you, you submit. However, there is a right to the checks and balance of disobedience where you can easily say, hey, I'm not following you into this direction. Husband comes home and says, there's an opportunity to make some money. I remember one case clearly. I'm going to make some money. But they said, I must come and join the court. And they brought the case to me. I said, what is the business you want to do that you want to join? That they said, you come and swear. He said, they were doing oil bunkering at Ikorodu. They were doing oil bunkering at Ikorodu. He wanted to join them because they are making a lot of money. But they said they must swear that he would not betray them. And that means he would not join their court. I said, they are doing an illegal business that police will arrest everybody. And because of that, you want to go and swear. Like, people have based a business on a lie. And even though they are making some money from it now, they are going to surely eventually get arrested. And you, because of the, you cannot think long term. No. And the wife reported that I called the man. I said, no. You cannot. Once you go in that direction, she cannot follow you. She cannot bear the consequences of this decision. Because it is no longer in good faith, it is no longer in the best interest of the two of you as a couple to have a husband who is a cultist because of some little money. So the wife exercised her right to say no, to disobey. So you can disobey even while you are submitted under the law. That makes you an independent entity who is looking out now for himself. You can see that the interest of the other person does not cover your interest anymore. So now you're like, hey, this person's interest is not is not aligning. Therefore, I can easily say no. But as long as you see that the person's interest and yours are aligned, he loves you, cares for you, leads the way he should lead, you shouldn't have any problem being submitted to him or her. It is important to understand how the two of them work together so that you will not say, oh, it's because I submitted to husband that I began to make wrong decisions that I... No. Like I said last week, the duty of the one who has submitted, like Daniel, like Joseph, is to help the one to whom he or she submitted to become better, to offer counsel, to offer advice, to listen, to enjoy the benefits that comes with both of them making good decisions. Daniel enjoyed. Joseph enjoyed. There are many of them. Esther enjoyed. Mordecai enjoyed. Nehemiah. All of them who submitted but could give good counsel enjoyed the benefit because their good counsel benefited both the one they are submitted to and themselves. But the three Hebrews exercised their right to disobey because they realized that the path the one they are submitted to is leading them was not the right path. So they disobeyed him. And all of us knew what happened in that story. I wanted us to understand this so that the men on the call and the women on the call, husbands, wives, leaders, and followers, we'll see why the two have to work hand in hand in order for us to have a stable and a reasonable relationship so that the head will not lead other people into the ditch without them saying no to it. And the ones that are coming behind will not leave the head to do his thing and claim to be independent. When we work together, yin and yang, we get better results. Glory to God. I know that the word of God has quickened you and you are blessed. If that is the truth, please unmute and shout, glory!
Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.